progress we've made to date by this announcement, the American involvement in Vietnam is coming to an end. It's all Vietnamese to take over their own defense and site. Our goal is a total American withdrawal from Vietnam. And we will reach that goal through our progress on Vietnamization. Infinitely preferably to even sooner through negotiations. You'll recall on October 7th, the National Committee broadcast had proposed hiring by the China to be immediate release of all prisoners of war in the China area. And the China peace conference, the complete withdrawal of all outside forces and political settlement. I again call on Hanoi to engage in serious negotiations to speed the end of the war. I especially call on Hanoi to agree to the immediate and unconditional release of all prisoners of war throughout the country. And on the end of our very use of our prisoners as negotiating pawns to join us in a humane act that will free their men as well as ours. Now, the proposal at first glance is a great deal of appeal to the men. Although, withdrawal of all forces by 150. I want to announce a date now for the end of our involvement. The difficulty in making such an announcement to the American people is that I would also be making the announcement to the enemy. We're the enemy's purpose, not our own. They should announce we will quit, regardless of what the enemy does. In a way, our principal bargaining counter would release the American Third Term of War. We would remove the enemy's strongest incentive to end the war sooner by negotiation. We will give enemy commanders the exact information they need to march their attacks against our remaining forces at their most vulnerable time. The issue very simply is this. We leave Vietnam in a way that by our own actions consciously turns the country over to the communists. So we leave it in a way that gives the South Vietnamese a reasonable chance to survive as a free people. And will end American involvement in a way that will provide that chance. Would end it precipitately and give victory to the communists. In your sense, we face the choice of ending our involvement in this war on a note of despair or on a note of hope. We believe this Thomas Jefferson did. Americans will always choose hope or despair. And in our power to lead Vietnam in a way that offers a brave people a realistic hope and freedom. And in our power to prove to our friends in the world that America's sense of responsibility remains the world's greatest single hope. We have it in our power to close a difficult chapter in America. Meanwhile, but no, each one of us can come out of this searing experience with a measure of pride in our nation, confidence in our own character, hope in the future. I always want to believe that I should end this war without regard to what happens to South Vietnam. Play would abandon our friend. Hope we would abandon ourselves. Plunge from the anguish of war into imaginary discrimination. We would lose respect for this nation, respect for one another, respect for ourselves. We understand the deep sense of the generation of this country, manned by reports of brutality in Vietnam. We visited Vietnam many times as commander in chief of our army.
Reduction of American
we're getting these actions resolved, more Americans going to be hiring. I do not ask you to take what I say on tape. Look for it. Look again at that chart. Okay, is it in May to accomplish what I said? Yeah. Political consideration. Very white.